Dynamical Unification of Tidal Disruption Events, by Lars Lund Thompson et al. About 100 tidal disruption events (TDEs) have been observed, and they exhibit a wide range of emission properties both at peak and over their lifetimes. Some TDEs peak predominantly at X-ray energies, while others radiate chiefly at UV and optical wavelengths. While the peak luminosities across TDEs show distinct properties, the evolutionary behavior can also vary between TDEs with similar peak emission properties. At late time, some optical TDEs rebrighten in X-rays, while others maintain strong UV, optical emission components. In this letter, we conduct three-dimensional general relativistic radiation magnetohydrodynamics simulations of TDE accretion disks at varying accretion rates ranging from a few to a few tens of the Eddington accretion rate. We make use of Monte Carlo radiative transfer simulations to calculate the reprocessed spectra at various inclinations and at different evolutionary stages. We confirm the unified model proposed by Dai et al., 2018, which predicts that the observed emission largely depends on the viewing angle of the observer with respect to the disk orientation, X-ray strong when viewed face on and UV, optically strong when viewed disk on. What is more, we find that disks with higher accretion rates have elevated wind and disk densities, which increases the reprocessing of the high-energy radiation and thus generally augments the optical to X-ray flux ratio along a particular viewing angle. This implies that at later times, as the accretion level declines, we expect the funnel to effectively open up and allow more X-rays to leak out along intermediate viewing angles. Such dynamical model for TDEs can provide a natural explanation for the diversity in the emission properties observed in TDEs at peak and along their temporal evolution. This was Dynamical Unification of Tidal Disruption Events, by Lars Lund Thompson et al.